righty's pitch. Swinging a ground ball through the left side. It's a base hit, and the Phillies have won it. Alec Boehm walks them off. Three straight hits to close out the game as the Phillies wake up in the ninth to win it 4-3. They mob Alec Boehm out in shallow right field as he has won it, his second walk-off hit of the season.
Well, it was a big win, I mean, to say the least. It was a really big win, and while Boehm had a big hit, I would argue that Bryson Stott had a bigger one, because without Bryson Stott's hit to extend that game and to tie it up, there would be no Alec Boehm at bat to have the chance to win it minutes later. All right, Joe DeCamera, John Richie, we broadcast from Eagles training camp today. A combination of Eagles talk and Phillies talk as Eagles are about to crank it up. Phillies obviously around the two-thirds way point through the season. By the way, we broadcast from the NovaCare Complex today. The entire broadcast driven by Delaware Valley BMW Centers. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. All right, John, we've gone from Jason Kelce to Brandon Graham to the Philly skipper. Let's bring him on right now. He joins us every other week, or I guess it's about twice a month on the show. Love the opportunity every time we can to talk to Phillies manager Rob Thompson. Rob, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. Lovely day in Philly, and Eagles camp is starting up.
Sure is. Really is. And Rob, lovely day in part, because you guys pulled that one out last night. I got to imagine for you as a manager, that had to be one of those sigh of relief kind of wins, because, you know, it had gotten, you know, a little tricky this week. Not to say the club's out of the woods by any stretch, but was that a little extra sigh of relief to pull that one out that way?
Yeah, that was a big one. You know, we came out of the break and we were playing good baseball. We won 3 out of 4 to San Diego, won the first game against Milwaukee, but ever since the start of that Milwaukee series, we were 2-5 going into last night's game, and it just, you know, we're not swinging the bats. We're not scoring runs right now. We're still getting good pitching, but to win that game last night, Stott big hit, Boehm big hit, you know, hopefully that gives us the energy and you know, gets our offense going a little bit.
Stott and Boehm seem like they get big hits an awful lot, Rob. How good can Bryson Stott and Alec Boehm become?
Yeah, I think both those guys are really tremendous players, but I think Stott has really flown under the radar nationally. I think he's a baseball player and a really good hitter. He sees the field. He sees pitches. Got a great strike zone discipline. Plays good defense. He's a really good player. He really is.
Rob, you referenced the hitting struggling to a large extent since the break. Why doesn't the team, why doesn't the group hit more consistently? I mean, it's two-thirds the way through the year. Have you been able to figure out the why and what you can do about it?
No, not really. And I think every team goes through ups and downs during the course of the season. And even the greatest offenses in the history of baseball did that. But, you know, we've really been inconsistent for the most part. And my positive attitude just makes me think that there's this huge explosion coming and we're going to really get it going. But, guys are working. They're maybe trying too hard, trying to do too much at times and instead of just doing the little things. Joe Torre used to say, you know, do the little things and big things will happen. And I think if guys get back in the strike zone and use the entire field, stay short to the ball, you know, all those big things will happen.
You know, Rob, obviously you know the deal. Manager in baseball has got a ton of different responsibilities, all sorts of directions, but one of which is the struggling player, when to give him a kick in the butt, when to put your arm around him. What's your approach with Trey Turner? And you know, this week he has obviously come more into the spotlight than he had at any point in these 4 months. What is your approach with him on the personal side to try to help get his game ignited?
I think just making him understand that we're all with him. Every at bat he's taking, Kevin Long, myself, everybody on the club is with him in that at bat. We want him to do so well, and partly because he wants to do so well, he cares so much. But you know, he's been grinding. The other night, the night he got thrown out after the game, I approached him. I said, "Do you need a day off?" Because I know he's frustrated, and he said adamantly, "He said nope." I want to play. So we played him last night, and then after the game last night, I took it away from him. So he will have tonight off, and that'll give him 2 days, and then we'll start him back up in Pittsburgh. But, you know, this is a guy that really cares. He really wants to do well. He works as hard as anybody, maybe too much. You know, we're going to stand by him because he's a great player. He's going to get it going at some point, and he's going to get hot.
Rob, is part of standing by him and, as you said, being with him, not dropping him down in the lineup and not making him feel worse about himself if he perceives that you and other coaches think he's a diminished player? Is that part of the strategy of keeping him at two? And then at what point does that run out if that is the strategy and you say, yeah, but I can't have a 300 on base percentage hitting, you know, one or two, in this case two all season?
Yeah, I think it's part of it, but I don't think you can stay there forever. And we dropped him down earlier in the season, and you know, he started to get going. I thought, okay, we got him going now. But he's been up and down for most of the year. So that doesn't mean we won't drop him down again. But it is part of it. Is I like really a consistent approach. I think that people are comfortable in certain spots. I know he's comfortable when he's going good. He's comfortable in that spot. But, you know, it doesn't mean we won't drop him again.
Hey, Rob, last night it certainly worked when Bryce charged home aggressively on the base paths. But at times, you know, Bryce has been ultra aggressive to our detriment. What can you do as coaches about reining that in?
It's really difficult with Harp because he is as aggressive a player as I've ever been around, and it's just his mindset. And you know, we talked to him a lot about base running or certain plays on defense, and once he gets on the field and his adrenaline gets going, he's like a bull out there. You just can't stop him. So. Keep talking to him, but you know, that mindset's not going to change, I don't think.
He's been better, Rob Thompson with us here, Philly Skipper with us. Rob, he's been better at first base than I expected, and I expected him to be pretty good.
Yeah.
Has he exceeded your expectations? And to what extent does that now shape for a trade deadline the belief, okay, we can feel confident we got the first baseman, you know, maybe now let's focus on a different position?
Yeah, I thought he'd be okay. I didn't think he'd be this good, to tell you the truth, because you know, the outsider looking in will say, "Well, I'll play first. Anybody can play first base." No, it's a tough position because you're handling the ball a lot. There's a lot more situations that come up that people don't realize. But he's handled very well, and you know, I think that this is a guy that we can rely on, you know, as long as he wants to play first base, and as long as we need him, he's gonna play first base tonight. So it's his first back to back. Get the day off tomorrow, and then we'll start up again in Pittsburgh. But he's really played well. He looks comfortable. He looks like he's been there before. As I said before, you know, this is an athlete. He's a baseball player. He watches the game. He's a student. He's taking it up very well.
Is right field, Rob, still on the table for him as a possibility in August or September, or if you make it to October?
Yeah, I don't think so, but never say never. You know, we'll see how the arm comes along, but so far so good playing first base. I don't think he's had any issues, not that he's talking about anyway. So, yeah, you never say never, but, you know, I wouldn't think so because he looks so good at first base right now that if he keeps going and keeps improving, you know, we've got a pretty good defensive first baseman.
Sure do. Right now you do. Speaking of first base, Rob, for September and October, what update can you give us on Rhys Hoskins? He recently started traveling with the team. To what extent is it a reasonable possibility he could play, or would you say it's a tremendous long shot?
You know, I'm not sure what the answer is there, but I can tell you that he's doing extremely well. He's now jogging. He's playing, you know, he's doing his throwing program, doing some light sprints and things like that. He's, you know, I don't know what the timeline is because I'm not a doctor or trainer, but it seems to me like he's further ahead than what I expected him to be. So I don't see, like, I think there's a chance, I guess, by the end of the season that he could be back.
Rob, yesterday in our show, we fielded a lot of phone calls that were critical of the lineup you'd put out there 2 days ago with various backup players in there. You hear the noise. You know it. You get asked about it in press conferences. Yeah. Why that collection of players that night?
Just because I thought that guys needed a night off. We needed to get some of our right-handed hitters in there. And that pitcher that night was probably the most even split of any of the right, because we've got a long stretch of right-handed pitching that we're facing. And I got to get other guys in. They got to stay sharp. And I felt like that was the night to do it, right or wrong. But, you make a decision and you stick by it. And I understand, you know, people have opinions and I respect that. But I've got to make certain decisions, keep people healthy, keep people sharp. And, just got to live with it.
Robbie, you know, it's funny, when I brought up that lineup, I heard you chuckle there while I was in the midst of talking. And I'm just, you know, so the criticism, does it bother you, or are you able to swat it aside pretty easily?
I think if you have good reason and a lot of thought put into certain decisions that you make, I can take the criticism, and it's just all part of the gig, you know? We have very, very difficult decisions to make on a daily basis, and many of them. Excuse me, I got a bit of a cold going here. But it's all part of the gig, and that's what makes our fan base so great, is that they're so passionate, they care, they watch, they talk about it. And that's why they come out here and watch the games, and that's all part of it.
Rob, good luck tonight versus the Orioles. Obviously, stretch run before the trade deadline and then thereafter for 2 months to go. Love having you on the show. Rob, thanks so much, and good luck tonight, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, there he is. Phillies manager Rob Thompson. Some noteworthy things in there. So Trey Turner with the day off.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That he told us just straight out the gates that he took it away. He said, we asked him about it last night. Hey, do you want to play? He said, absolutely. So after the game last night, he said, I went and I took it away from
and
him.
And I told you,
two nights off.
I told you yesterday I thought that was the thing to do. I mean, I didn't so much say 2 days from now, but I said, play him yesterday to not embarrass him after the debacle of 2 nights ago, but then deal with it if you need to give him a day off and get him the hell away and let him soak his head. So I think that was the right call there. By the way, today's Twitter poll question of the day, brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, it relates to Trey Turner. They're celebrating the 23rd anniversary, sizzling summer savings on every Armin Chevrolet pre-owned vehicle in stock. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. Today's question, if he struggles again tonight, well, actually, he's not playing tonight, but...
ruined the poll question.
The next game he'll play in, would you boo Trey Turner if he continues to struggle? A, yes, B, no. We'll update you on those results as we move through the show. All right, Nick Sirianni's press conference later this hour, and we're coming right back to phone calls from training camp. Jonah Cameron and John Ritchie on a busy day on 94 WIP.
Summer is heating up at Borgata Casino Online with the popular Almighty Sevens Jackpot Royale slot and a 100% deposit match up to $1,000 plus $20 in casino bonus when you sign up with bonus code SUMMERFUN20. Enjoy some of the exclusive games that MGM's Borgata in Atlantic City is famous for, including the Borgata 7-7 Respin slot. Plus, take your shot at the region's largest progressive jackpot, growing bigger by the minute. Download the app today, get a 100% deposit match and $20 in casino bonus with bonus code SUMMERFUN20. Borgata Online reminds you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices.